The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm going to leave you now in the good hands of Jack Handy. Handy has been writing for Saturday Night Live and The New Yorker for many years, and he created Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy so long ago that he titled his most recent book, Please Stop the Deep Thoughts. So here he is, Jack Handy, speaking about the mysteries of humor.
The mysteries of humor. Why is a man slipping on a banana peel funny, but not as funny as a man choking on a banana peel? Why is it boring when your friend Don tells you about his wife leaving him, but you laugh when you find out that she left him for another man named Don? When you see someone sinking in quicksand, is it funnier if you know the person? Are some things never funny, like a man accidentally chopping off his finger with a hatchet and wrapping up the finger and taking it to the hospital, then discovering that it isn't his finger, but one of the Vienna sausages he was having for lunch, and then eating the sausage? Can something be true and funny at the same time, like your head looks like a melon? What is funnier? A dad trying to get his kid's kite up in the air, but getting it caught in a tree? Or a dad trying to get the kite down with a rake and accidentally tearing it to pieces? Will there ever come a time when we won't need laughter? When we'll be sitting on soft pillows, wearing our shimmering metallic robes, drinking our soothing space tea, and perhaps one of us will reach for a piece of cheese housed in an ancient device known as a mousetrap. And the mousetrap will snap on the person's finger, and he'll let out a yowl of pain, and the rest of us won't spit the tea out of our mouths, but will just stare blankly. Will that time ever come? Let us hope so.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.